Welcome to Lunch with Jer, special birthday edition for my 15-year-old son, Dane. We're at a sushi restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas, and the boys wanted to do a podcast. So this is the first podcast that is devoid of both Sam and Jer, but I'm joined by Gavin and Dane.
Well, is it really? Because I feel like you had one with Uncle Dan that just wasn't with the other two either.
But I think Jeremy was there.
Was it really?
So Gavin is 17. He's been listening, going back through the archives of Lunch with Jer. So I want both of you to kind of weigh in on your overall thoughts about the podcast.
It is very, very fun, very entertaining to hear your uncensored thoughts with your friends, because it really enlightens how the male mind just does not change with age. Yeah. Exactly the same for about 18 until you die, basically.
That's probably a pretty accurate assessment. I've listened to it while I'm in the car with Gavin, but I feel like there's a lot of crude stuff in there that really gives you character.
And that just maybe shows you as a teenager that, oh man, when you're 40, 50 years old, you still can have a juvenile caveman brain. You just have a mortgage at the same time.
Yeah, you just have to refrain from using it all the time.
So here's two things. Number one, when you guys said you started listening to the show, I thought, that's awesome. The kids are into the show. And then my second thought was, oh man, what did I say? What has been said that you don't want your young sons coming up to hear? But I'm sure it wasn't anything that you wouldn't have
heard. That's kind of how I feel with my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Dan, wait, do you want to show me some of your content? And then I'm like, ooh.
Oh, by the way, Mom gave that to Laura, Ellie, and Stephanie.
Your YouTube channel?
Your YouTube channel.
Oh, God.
So is there stuff that you've said on there that you're like, oh, boy.
Just a couple of stuff.
Yeah.
My newest video that I released yesterday is titled Playing a Video Game with Down Syndrome.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No.
It's pretty funny, but
I bet it is.
There's a line. I'm just not always sure where the line is. But really, once you get rolling with your friends, there is no line. You're just talking. No. You're just talking. And it's up to the other guys to go like a signal like we might not want to talk about that.
Yeah. Just break it off for a second.
Okay, miso
soup. We didn't expect that some of the people come out
today. Well, it's an amazing place.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Everybody wants to hang out with you guys. Well, thanks for letting us hang out. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So Dane said that his favorite part of the sushi dinner is the miso soup. Dane, extrapolate a little bit, and also happy birthday.
I don't know. It's just so simple with the ingredients. You got the soup. I don't even know what's in it, but everything in it is just delicious in every way.
Kind of feel like, is it like bean curd? Like you're right. It's a super simple mixture, and it's a hot thing. It's the first thing they eat at a Japanese restaurant.
Which kind of goes down your throat, and it just warms your core system. It's really a pleasant feeling. It's like drinking hot cocoa when you're skiing.
I told some friends the other day, like, I was so proud of you guys when you took to sushi pretty early on. So sushi's been part of our life the whole time you've been alive.
Since we lived in the apartment and
Now that you're older and you guys have appetites of like a small gorilla, like we go to sushi and you're like, keep it coming.
I mean, we've had a lot of sushi.
I think when we were in Boston, that might have been the most expensive sushi we had, because I think two rounds of nigiri. I think it was $300.
It was up there. It was like $100 a person. It was fun.
But as a dad, you're like, I want you to crush it. But at some point, you're like, this. I've got him addicted to possibly the most expensive form of
my
food.
My bank account is feeling a hit right now because this little guy won't stop eating.
Yeah.
But when the bill comes, you have to act cool. And inside, you're like, ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I just could have bought AirPods with this money, but instead I inhaled the money.
Yeah. Well, there's something funny, too, when you get to be older. You will, like, think through a purchase. If you're like, ooh, that one's $10 more than that one, so I'm not sure if I want to get it. And then you go out to sushi, and you just drop $200, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of emphasis you put on items really just depends on the circumstances.
It's definitely going to take me a while once I get out of college to eat expensive things.
Yeah. Do you like that this is sort of a tradition for everybody's birthdays and things? Talk about that. Talk about doing this for your birthday pretty much every year.
It's really nice because I get to eat as much as I want of delicious food without having to pay for it. But at the same time, it's kind of a detriment because it's teaching me that I get to eat a lot of expensive stuff and I have to pay for it, which once I get out of college, I'm going to have to come back to my parents and get sushi, which I don't really want to do.
Yeah. You're not spoiled on it, though. I mean, you got to get treated every once in a while with something fun. Yeah. You figure it out.
I mean, we did go last time you were here, so.
That was a pretty good one, too. I mean, we probably go to sushi more often than not because it's something we kind of share and enjoy together, and it's really good. And
it's a fun little tradition that we get to do.
Yeah, I like it. What are some of the other things that we do generally down here that you guys like or don't like? Like, we used to do Brahms all the time, which is a Texas-based ice cream shop.
Yeah.
We used to go all the time.
It's good. It's fun. Like, the soft serve was delicious. Sometimes you change it up and get a milkshake, but I don't know, but...
It's cheap too. Like a double cone is
$3, $4.
Yeah. Like it's nothing.
Unfortunately, in Aledo, there's not many things to do. Unfortunately, I mean, unless you want to go ride the trails on your bike, but half the time it's too money to do anything.
We don't even have bikes that we can use.
We do.
That pains me a little bit that you guys don't really have that. Now, there's not really that many places to ride anyway because we're really a bike family.
Yeah.
But when we're back in Colorado, you guys have bikes and you have trails. But I feel like last summer we didn't spend much time on bikes.
No, I feel like that's the first time we haven't gone to like a mountain bike trail, at least not like to Green Mountain or anything.
Well, we didn't have summer camp either, right?
Yeah.
So that kind of helped us not get on our bikes all that much.
Yeah.
We're just kind of growing out of the family activities. We just kind of go out and do our own thing and then come back at the end of the day.
Well, now you got cars and next summer is maybe jobs. Like, what do you guys think about jobs?
Well, I feel like it's good that we're working and earning money. But at the same time, it's kind of like I'm still 15. And though having a job is fun, I kind of want to spend my summer doing summer stuff instead of spending it earning money the entire time.
Yeah.
But it is good. It is good.
No. I kind of feel the same way. Like, I'm going to have to start doing college admissions beginning of the summer. So this is honestly kind of the worst summer to start getting a job. But I definitely need a little bit of money before we go to college.
But when you start earning your own money, it will be very satisfying. Oh, also, maybe then you guys can pick up a check.
Never.
A sushi check comes. But if you have like a minimum wage job, that might be almost a whole week's worth of work for having on that meal. Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this the calamari. Cool. Oh, hot. Okay. All right. So I say you guys a couple of jobs. What do you think about what you would want your first job to be? Because it's not going to be any good. So what are you sort of willing to do?
Honestly, ice cream scooper. That's a fun job, actually. Pays pretty well in Boulder. Kind of the crappy first job that every kid thinks about. And I don't know. Seems pretty fun. Some free ice cream at the end of it, I think.
I'd be fine with a lot of things because it'll teach you a lot no matter really what it is. I just feel like, I don't know, really anything. Just not a lifeguard. That's it.
Not a lifeguard. I was a lifeguard my first couple years of working. And it sounds like a glamorous job. It's really boring.
Yeah.
But you get a great tan, and usually there's cute girls there.
Well, yeah, so it's not something I really need to worry about, thankfully.
A great tan?
Yes.
Yeah, we're very tan.
I'm very, very tan.
Okay. Very tan. All right, so let's shift gears, and let's talk, like, what do you guys think about Jeremy and Sam? I won't tell them, so just tell me in confidence.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Jeremy and Sam?
Sam's fun. He's the most youthful of the group, clearly.
Youthful.
But yeah, they're both fun. Love Jack and Ty, Jeremy's kids. Love Lori.
Have they been on, by the way?
I don't think so. Lori's been on, but the boys have been on.
But yeah, they're both great guys, and I like getting to see them whenever possible.
Who's funnier, Jeremy or Sam? Dan, what do you think?
I haven't listened to it enough to really decide that.
Yeah.
But
good job, Switzerland. Way to be non-committal.
I think Jeremy's got to be funnier just because he's kind of like the silent guy who comes in with a big one every once in a while. Sam's kind of like me where he's kind of the younger one who just kind of hucks up shots and some of them land and some of them don't.
Jeremy's more of a sniper.
Yeah.
He just sits back and
Even though I'm the youngest. Which is
that's more of a Dane type thing.
It feels like a pretty good take.
Shoots the good ones.
Feels like a pretty good take.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the show for us is super fun. It's really an excuse for us to get together and just talk. and it has evolved into, you know, whatever. But we've done 100 episodes. That's crazy. 100.
I'm just here for the food.
Unfortunately,
honestly.
only 56 of them are on the actual podcast app, so I can only listen to 56.
Maybe we took down the worst ones. The really crude ones.
Maybe. But, yeah.
Happy birthday, Dane. What are some of your best birthday memories? You're 15 years old. We were talking before we went on the air of favorite birthdays. And, I mean, at 15, you only have 15 to choose from, but you can only probably remember 10 of them.
Yeah, I could probably remember not all of them. I mean, we went to the Grey Wolf Lodge a couple times in a row, so we kind of duplicated a lot of them. But I feel like I've had some good memories that I can't really recall right now, honestly. Yeah. Because, I don't know, sometimes I feel like big events in my life are kind of oversaturated. So, like, when you have a bunch of huge things, it just kind of nullifies some of them.
That's an interesting point, because when I was a kid, we didn't do shit. We went camping. I went to school. But we didn't do a lot of, like, big things. We did a lot of, like, very nice things, but it was all, again, like, camping, and that's it.
I mean, and you were all over the world, so... Maybe that was the nice thing.
But I mean, think to Dane's point, like, would you say that your schedule is oversaturated with things, whether it's school or sports or activities or traveling?
Absolutely.
Maybe sometimes your reward is sitting still.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes that's definitely true, especially with band just being hours and hours a week and then sports just starting up. It's just, it's hard a lot.
I feel like that's pretty accurate. Just being able to rest and chill at home is a good thing sometimes when you're always doing stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you just, you have to have a balance between everything. You can't do all 100 and then, or all zero. You have to have like a 50-50 balance between doing stuff and just doing nothing.
It's kind of hard when your dad's a little bit of a psycho, though. Like,
kind of.
Like, we have some downtime. Let's fill it. The phrase is, you want to fill a 5-pound bucket with 10 pounds of shit.
Yeah. Right?
Like, how much stuff can we stuff into a short amount of time?
Yeah, you definitely like to go all the time.
And it wears you out. So in the summertime especially, every once in a while, you guys will raise your hand. You're like, can we just do nothing today? Yeah.
Like, the best example of this is when you went to New York for 3 hours and then came back home on 4-hour flights each way.
Yeah.
So you spent less time in New York City than you did on that.
Yeah, you basically tripled your time of being in New York on a plane.
Yeah.
That's so awful.
I often pose this to you, but does that sound like an adventure or does that sound crazy?
That sounds like it would be fun to do one time.
Yeah. One time. Just to say you've done it. Like, hey, I flew 4 hours to New York, spent 3 hours there, and then I flew 4 hours back.
Oh, fun.
Just the small flex.
All for money, which you then use to pay for that trip.
That's right. So it's a push.
It is a push.
In the realm of those kind of activities, a lot of times, if you can walk away from the end of that as a push financially, but you've gotten the adventure or you've gotten the story or gotten to spend time together, like, to me, that's totally worth
it.
But on paper, it looks a little psycho.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot. But I'm glad you guys are coming with me the next time I go to New York. And you've been enough times now that you kind of know it.
Yeah,
at least you know what you like.
Yeah.
So what are your favorite parts of those New York trips?
I love the sketchy hot dog stands there.
What?
The sketchy hot dog stands? Where you go up
street
to
meat?
One. Yeah. You're like, am I going to die? It's a little bit of a gamble.
Oh, I've been looking forward to having diarrhea, and here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Did they put fentanyl in this?
Whoa.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, so that's a negative. Keep going.
I don't know. What's that one Central Park from Friends that they always
Central
show?
Park?
No, Park from Friends. I don't remember. I can't ever remember the name.
Washington Square?
Yes, that one. I like going there. That's fun.
The Arc de Triomphe, like as the fountain.
I like the bikes there. Being able to ride like alongside the river.
The
Hudson?
West Coast Highway.
West Side Highway?
Yeah.
Yep. It's pretty cool at your age because you guys are so comfortable on the bikes to be able to take your kids in the city on bikes and not really worry about it. Because the first couple trips, I had to keep an eye on you to make sure you're going to be okay.
Because
you
were
did
like,
great.
What? Like, I was 12.
Probably.
I also liked, like, when you were running, like, going on a run. That was fun, like down to whatever square that was.
Washington Square, yeah.
I think it was Washington.
Oh, we went up to the Jackie Onassis Reservoir in Central Park. Remember that? We ran around that.
Yeah, that was fun. That.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. And then Brooklyn Bridge is always really fun because they have that bike path that you can ride across the bridge.
Yeah. I love the It's kind of a drag. It's kind of near the cars. If it was up near the people, it'd be better.
Maybe better.
But it's understandable why it's down near the cars.
So sushi restaurant we're at is a place called Hooked on Sushi. We've been here a couple of times for birthdays and really, really good food, but they're way behind because they had a bunch of employees call in and not come to work because they got, what, 3 inches of snow in Dallas?
Yeah, maybe close to six.
Oh, like, here's our, okay, so our sushi is here. Let's wrap it up. We are at Hooked on Sushi. Dane, happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dane.
Awesome.